Wonderful. We're excited to have you. And welcome to our Utah Tech Board of Trustees meeting. Usually this takes place in July and we push a little bit to August. And I think you'll feel like the ramp's going to be a little fast as we go August into September and in the school year as we get going. I can introduce myself. I'm Devin McDonald. I've been a member of the Board of Trustees for 6 years, have really learn to love this campus and this institution and the people that work here, that serve here, and the students that have made this such a rich part of what we get to do every day. I'd love to go around the room and introduce ourselves. This is something that I want to change. So I think so often we don't know the other individuals that support us in our roles. And so, Teresa, I'm sorry, we're going to ask you to introduce yourself, and we're going to just make our way around the ring, if that's all right, so that you know names and faces, and tell us a little bit about your role. Those of you that are staff and faculty and part of the cabinet here, just tell us what you do so that we can make sure these trustees know you.
I'm Teresa Bonda, assistant to the president for the last 8.5 years.
And Teresa makes everything happen. All the placard, everything we have in these meetings, she's done this and prepped it for us.
Hi, I'm Steve Arvati. I've been the executive assistant to administrative affairs, the Paul and Rosary Chair, and I also provide backup support for Teresa.
I'm Brian Graff. I'm the associate general counsel in the attorney's office.
Natalie Nelson, I am the assistant attorney
general. Paul Morris, I'm the vice president for administrative affairs. That's things like business services, IT, facilities, those kinds of things.
Chief, we'll back to you.
Wes McCauley, chief of police and director of public safety.
I'm Teresa Starnes. I'm the police records manager and victim advocate.
Corey Reeves, I'm the director of events, event operations, guest services in the Gardner Student Center.
I'm Isaac Esplin. I'm here for IT support.
He's always so here important. Supporting us. He's wonderful. We have a visitor.
I'm Nick Viola. I'm with St. George News, and I'm here to make trouble.
Glad to have you, Nick. Thanks for being here. And we'll go around the table just really quick. Again, I'm Devin McDonald. Andy, let's go. We'll just make our way around.
My name is Andy Hunter. I'm the student body president this year.
I'm Kat Jones. I've been on the Board of Regents for several years and was assigned to this great institution along with Dixie Tech, and then was kicked off that board by the legislature, and now have been asked to serve on the board here. So I've been involved here for many, many years.
That's been wonderful asset to our institution.
I'm Dan Nelson. I'm the alumni board president this year, so been serving that capacity. Been on the alumni board for about 6 years now, and love it here. It's an amazing place.
My name is Lincoln Nadald, and I'm one of the new trustees. Really excited to be here and to work with everybody. My background is that I'm an MD, PhD physician scientist, and I work at Intermountain Health, where I see cancer patients. I'm a medical oncologist, and I have run various research and data efforts for Intermountain Health.
Well, that's hard to follow up on. I'm Sean Guzman. I was a city attorney here for 19 years, and now I'm the government affairs director. I've been down here for 25 years, and I'm excited to serve on this board.
Rick Atkin, excited to be here as well. From St. George, I am the CEO and founder of Trula. It's a mental health company for college students. So we work with Utah Tech University, and it started right here at Atwood Innovation Plaza, which is pretty exciting. And I'm also alone, so.
Richard Holmes, been on the board for a couple of years. Superintendent, been in Southern Utah for 35 years.
I'm Natalie Ashby. I'm the president of St. George Regional Hospital. I'm also the Southwest Utah market president for Intermountain. So I oversee Cedar City, Garfield hospitals as well. I'm a nurse by background. Very proud of that. I got my BSN here at Utah Tech as well. So yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Good afternoon, everyone. Henry Walton. I am the president's chief of staff here at Utah Tech. And importantly for this group, I'm the secretary to the board of trustees.
Kristen, you want to go first? You might be on mute.
She is.
Kristen, you may be on mute.
There we go. It didn't want to press the button for me. I'm Kristen Norton Ibsen. I am a lifetime resident of Southern Utah, graduate of Washington County School District schools, Dixie College, and then on to other schools for postgraduate work. I am a retired member of the Utah State School Board and a soon-to-be retired public educator.
That's great. Well, my name is Shane Smead, and it's great to have each of you with us today. And Kristen, it's great to have you with us via Zoom. I believe I just completed my first 90 days at the university. I've been serving in higher education the past 27 years, and really grateful for your willingness to serve on our board. This is an important time in higher education, and this is a special place. And so we're thankful for your service on this board. And also, I'd be remiss if I didn't say thanks to our staff that are here today as well. So appreciate all the great service you give to the university.
This is exciting. Thank you for making time to be here. This is a special institution. And like I mentioned previously, I've learned to love it. It's located in a very special community with a distinct heritage and a distinct mission. And I'm excited to work with each of you as we embark on these years together as trustees and as we steward this institution. Today, our meeting's going to be brief, so that's a delight. There's times when these meetings will take many hours. I think our longest one was 6.5 hours at one point. We got them shorter, but really, it's not driven by time. I love it to be driven by things that matter to us and the things that matter to the institution. And not be driven as much by, you know, time or our parameters. We'll try to finish by 4:30, after which Natalie's going to do a presentation and training with us. Before we start, just a few housekeeping items. If you're new to the board, you've been able to sign and finalize the notaries. I think all came through. If you'll also fill out the expense form, you'll see on there, you can indicate that you can apply it towards the trustee scholarship, and an amount will be given each time we get together in lieu of a per diem or a reimbursement for your travel, and we can present that to students for scholarships. So we'll have you do that. Now, to move on to our agenda, we will do the administration of the oath. We're going to ask our chief of police to come forward. I think, Richard, you're the only one that doesn't need to be sworn in for yet another term. And so, Chief Lee Fallacy, we'll have you come up and swear us all in together.
Would we all stand together? Do we want to do a picture, or are we going to sit? How would you like to do it?
We're going to have the trustees, the eight of you who are here, and then Trustee Norton Ibsen from her place in Boston stand, and Chief LaCalzi will administer the oath.
All right, everybody can raise their right hand. Repeat after me. I say your name.
I
have been elected or appointed to the office of trustee with Utah Tech University. Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And that I will discharge.
And that I will discharge.
The duties of my office with fidelity.
The duties of my office with fidelity.
Congratulations.
And you all have 5 minutes for speech. Congratulations. As newly minted trustees here at Utah Tech, we're excited to have you be a part of the great things that continue to happen here. Let's do approval of the Board of Trustee meeting minutes. We met back in April on the 22nd. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from that meeting? If you received that and been able to review those.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Trustee Jones. Do I have a second?
Second.
Is there any second by Trustee Nelson? Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion passing, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, in favor of the motion passing for the minutes of the last trustee meeting. You'll know, I'm not going to parliamentary procedure, but we're learning how to do this. You'll notice on the minutes of our last meeting as well, we did modify some of our dates just a little bit for trustee meetings. Did all of you have a chance to look at those dates? Teresa's going to be sending them out later today. The one thing that has changed just from those that were in that is that our board meeting will be November 21st, not the 14th, as indicated in the minutes. Any feedback on any of those meeting times just in the packet that you have in front of you? I'm happy to go through it right now if you have any questions. One of the things that we have had conflict with is in March, we were always conflicting with spring break, with the school being out. So we moved it to the week prior, and I think it's the Thursday prior. So instead of having a Friday meeting, but then most of our trustee meetings would be on a Friday. So just plan on Fridays, except for that week in March, we'll do it on a Thursday, and that allows families to head out on that Friday. Any feedback on any of these dates? Okay. Wonderful. We've approved them and moving forward. We need an elected board chair. Office of chair is a little bit different. You're the one that I'm just learning right now a little bit as I've been acting in this in just for a few months. A lot of it's around running of meetings, but then also a lot of the things related to campus and some procedures that happen on campus. Each of us as trustees will also be assigned committees. We'll talk more about this with Natalie. And so each of you will be assigned responsibilities on campus as well that you'll play an active part in. But today, one of the reasons that we are gathering is to elect a board chair and a vice chair. And they will also nominate one other individual that will comprise the executive committee that will help drive a lot of discussion and conversations. Historically, it's an active role. It's something that I noticed with some of the name change and other things. There's a lot of dialogue between that executive committee because every time we come in together like this, this is a public forum that's going to be made public. And so a lot is discussed as an executive committee, but we'll also have subcommittees that we can have conversations as trustees. And then, of course, we'll have these meetings. The process was outlined in the information that Henry sent out. And then the chair will be elected for a two-year term, at which point we will have this election process. Nominations, well, I think we proceed to open that up. And nominations for the office of chair for Utah Tech. We'll open it up if you had.
I'll make a nomination.
I'll nominate others.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. I'm opening that for you.
Oh, now. Okay. Well, I'd like to nominate David McDonald to be board chair.
Okay.
I'll second that nomination.
Thanks, Rick. Any other nominations? Okay. Here's the one caveat that you'll notice. I love working with people. I don't love doing this as much.
It's not what I'm great at, but it'll be good for you because I'll have to learn how to do it, especially parliamentary procedure. The one thing that I would encourage this group to do is plan in 2 years. I'd love to watch somebody else come and be the board, the chair of the board, and serve on the executive committee. So you learn a lot in this process. I think one of the things that I've learned is historically, sometimes you'll see them serve for a year, a 4 year term, or 6 year term. I really like the idea of maybe a 2 year term and letting you guys use your talents because I know you're gifted in many more areas than I am.
Maybe I'll add some comments on my second, because I've been talking to a lot of people in the community as well. And one of the things I was looking for in a good chair of this, of Utah Tech University, especially right now, is someone that not only has the trust of the university president and be able to be a strategic partner, because that's an important role for us, but also having good governance too, right? I mean, that's going to be really important. We've seen other institutions fail on that, but also of the community. And I've seen a lot of the conversations I have with business leaders in the community have a lot of respect and trust for you, even though I don't know you very well myself, but I know a lot of people that do, and I think you'll serve as an excellent chair through these next 2 years. These are two very, very important years, I believe.
I'd like to make a comment too. Thank you, Rick, for saying that. I have watched you in action, and you are well up to the task. You do very well, so you're underestimating yourself, and we look forward to working with you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that from both of you, especially, and from Dan too.
Well, I'll just speak to that because I was able to work with Devin personally on the presidential search, and we had a wonderful group of people. Correct, Christmas me? I mean, we had a wonderful group of people that got together as a team. We truly broke down a lot of barriers in that group, and Devin was a part of that, and really fabulous leader for that presidential search. So, I that's for my nomination. You'll do a wonderful job.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Any other nominations? If it's a single individual.
So despite the fact that we have one nominee, our general counsel and assistant attorney general does recommend that we take a ballot. So you've got ballots in front of you.
The nominations are complete, and we'll put it to a vote. And then Kristen, Trustee Norton on the phone.
So Trustee Norton Ipson will email me per our bylaws, and we'll tabulate her vote that way.
Sure. Is that
a
yes or no?
Yes or no.
Or write a name.
I think you can write the name of the individual.
Okay. I'm saying. Now, keep in mind, we have to do this for a vice chair as well. So somebody's on the hot seat here.
This should be fairly anticlimactic, but if you'll just give me one moment.
I think he's checking me, man.
Oh, okay.
That's one of the things. Math wasn't
those. Was so yeah.
Trustee Norton Ipson, I have not seen your email come in. Oh, there it is. One moment. Okay, by unanimous vote, Trustee Devin McDonald has been elected as our board chair.
I look forward to serving with all of you. Thank you. Now we're going to repeat the same process for a vice chair. As many nominations, we'll open this up to nominations for a vice chair.
I'll nominate Pat Jones.
Oh, and I would love to second that. I served with Pat in various capacities in recent years. And similarly, she carries, she puts people before issues. And I really appreciate that about her.
I agree with that.
Does this mean no one else wants to do it?
Any other nominations?
The library was the whole today of promise will be closing in 30 minutes. If you check out books, make copies, or print any documents, please do so by course. The library voting services will not be available after that time. The library will be open tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to, with that, I'll call the question, and we'll also say that it's nice to hear something like that instead of what we hear at our hospital board meetings when they come over the.
Oh, I can open that.
Yes. So, but I'll call the question since we have a motion in a second.
Okay.
So at this point, we'll move through the same process, the balloting process.
While he counts, just really quick, I think over the next few days, if the vote is as I anticipate, Vice Chair Jones and I will converse and we'll talk about each of you and maybe how we balance this executive board with one of you to participate with us. And I've served in that capacity, I think, for 6 years. So it's been a wonderful thing just to be involved that way. Fortunately, not being the one that has to speak, but maybe somebody that's on the back end, a doer. But look forward to serving with one more of you as well that will point. And then each of you will more than likely chair one of our committees. So as we get to know each other as well, we're going to be talking about some of those areas where you have more of an aptitude or an interest on campus. And we'd love to have you use your skills as you chair your own committee on campus. Whether you're talking about policy or audit or investment or curriculum, it's a lot of fun to be a part of that and learn from others on campus as we work together. Do we have a vote?
We do. We have a vice chair by unanimous vote.
Wonderful. Congratulations to our newly elected board. We look forward to serving with all of you. The one last agenda item that we had today is request to sell the institutional residence. For those of you that aren't aware, historically we've had a president on campus that had a home provided while they lived here. President Smith, as he came to Southern Utah, I think the interest of the state was to move away from that. And so they purchased their own property, their own home. But that leaves us a presidential residence to sell. And so we'll give Vice President Morris a minute just to talk about that, and then we'll put it up for a vote.
I think that's well said. Institution, residence, it's in the Boulders. It's located in Mile 2 feet here. Been vacant since June of 2024. High Red Board has already voted on this, that we can sell. We're trying to get it on as quickly as we can. So with your approval, we'll get an appraisal, we'll hire a real estate agent. So I think at this point, the value in keeping that business is. We request your approval.
Any questions for Vice President Morris? Market, it seems like an appropriate time with the market the way it is.
I think the sooner the better.
Continued.
Question on this. Where the funds go?
I don't know.
So we're going to put it in the strategic property acquisition reserve.
So we have properties that become available around us, and we need funds for those. So we'll just hold it on the sideline. We're actually negotiating on one right now. Eventually, we get a property that is that joins our property across the road. Those types of things. We don't put it in our operating budget or pilot that in.
Is it common?
Go ahead.
I was wondering if it was common to keep a residence for the institution or for the president, or is that kind of depends on the, is it kind of all over the board across all the institutions?
Yes. But more recently, the higher ed board has taken the stance to basically divest, to pay a stipend to the president for housing allowance and go that way. So it has to.
Yeah. I think the hard part is if you've been to that home, it's older. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, you get this point where there's a kind of a required reinvestment. And I think that's where I think it's appropriate to walk away and use a stipend for a present versus continuing to maintain a property.
Just one question I had, Devin, just because I know exactly where it's at, it's in the same neighborhood. I'm glad you chose not to live there for other reasons that we'll talk about later maybe, but I know there was a lot of events that were held there for the students, and you know, because it was big enough to hold that. I'm not sure if your residents that we made the spot that the president can hold these meetings with students and groups, that's offsite location.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we need to look at remodeling it for that purpose. Yeah. That was huge for, I mean, I saw a lot of relations had there with the president and the students, so.
Yeah, Dan, that's a great question. My last residency, I lived on campus in a home that was owned by the university, and that was a great asset to be able to come there and use that space. And so we're excited about opening up our private residence for purposes that we would use a president's home like on campus or off campus similarly too. So we'll have many events. I haven't checked the square footage. It's probably comparable. But I think it'll be a good place to have smaller events. If there are larger activities, what I found in even the past weeks are we're hosting events at community members' homes too for the university. And one of the things I found is that our community is just well willing to open up their home for these types of events. And so we just had one, in fact, this last week as well.
Love the comments, guys. It's this, and this is how, as trustees, we get these insights. We're thinking about different ideas and wonderful. Do I have a motion to approve the sale of the Utah Tech institutional residence?
I'll make a motion to approve the sale.
Okay. Brinkman. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, those in favor of the motion to approve the sale of the Utah Tech University institutional residence, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Say no. Motion approved passes. Thank you. Just in conclusion, they asked me to take a few minutes just to speak briefly. I just, before you came, I finished up another meeting here on campus, and I just thought about two or three things that I can leave with you, advice for new trustees. And here's what I wrote down. Find the incredible parts of campus and the university. One of the things I love about this campus is its heritage. I made a goal last year to read every book by Lyman Hafman. And I'll tell you what, I learned so much just at, you know, the experiences of this man that grew up here and spoke about so many people in the community and the heritage in this community. And I would invite us as trustees to embrace that. It's such a part of who we are and what we export out. As these students come from all parts of the United States, it's interesting. If you think about our location, if we travel 300 miles north from Salt Lake, but if I travel 300 miles south, I'm in Riverside, California. And it's amazing how many students we draw from the south. And so many of them come here and they get this experience, but they experience our community and our rich heritage, and it affects them positively. And that's something that I would love for us as trustees to embrace. It's such a neat part of where we are and what we get to do here on campus. The second thing is be active on committees, provide insights. Each of us has different perspectives and insights based on our life and our experiences. Also ask questions. There are no dumb questions. There's so many things I still am asked questions thinking that people assume that I know so much. And there's so many things that, you know, we need to ask and figure out. So ask the why. Be positive, though, and leave everyone and everything better than we found them. I think that's something that we've noticed, especially as we've tried to focus on reaching out to faculty and staff and others on campus. There's so much that we can draw as we do this together versus creating division or, you know, creating conflict or it's amazing what we can do as we learn from each other. We understand each other from where we're coming from. And it's amazing how much that helps us better this institution as well as better ourselves individually. And then lastly, be active on campus. There's so many events. If you want to learn how to become active, I'm probably not the best person to ask, but I'll let you know about a lot of the athletic things that we do. But the arts are fantastic. The student events are fantastic. They're so much fun. And you watch these kids just come out. There's so much talent here in our town. And come be part of that. Help us embrace that. It is it's become a very rich part of what I enjoy about my involvement here on campus. And as well as a lot of the organization, a lot of the education that happens here in each of these buildings around us. So with that, that would be some simple advice for all of us. And with that, I think we will close. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting today so that we can go to Natalie's training?
Make that motion.
Okay, do I have a second?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Trice. Our Vice Jones.
Vice Chair Jones.
Yeah. Vice Chair Jones, thank you. The motion is non-debatable, which is fantastic. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Wonderful. And that will conclude.